We bow to one another, honoring there's so much to honor and venerate within one another as human beings. And one another as incarnated presence. Taking a moment, recognizing we allow ourselves to recognize the beingness that is before us, that is all around us, that is inside us. And the more frequently that we do that we remember to do it, we pause to do it, we honor beingness, beingness before us, beingness around us, beingness within. We find that and experience that it is true more and more that the beingness of others comes forward. It's been honored. It comes forward. It's been nurtured. It comes forward. And the same within ourselves. How amazing. And so we smile because that choice of familiarization brings forward and makes more familiar, more known, more recognizable, more extant, more expressing That which is very subtle and yet pervasive beyond what the word means. And so, as we explore conscientiousness, and at first it might seem that it's about abandoning that which is harmful to self and to others, and adopting that which is harmless to self and others. And it is. But why would we do that? Why would we even explore that for ourselves or explore it in our relationships? Because conscientiousness includes honoring, being respectful of ourselves. Start right there. And respectful of others. And along the day, we start to experience that beingness is always harmless, always engendering wholeness of self and others. Beingness has no cravings. Beingness is always at peace and content. So conscientiousness and beingness are directly related, inseparable. So we smile because honoring ourselves, conscientiousness is easy. Honoring others, right relations, excellent heart, warm-heartedness naturally flow. Honoring the planet or any component in it. Conscientiousness is natural, perfect, easily accomplished. Honoring, beingness, and conscientiousness. We smile with all beings and take a long, so deep breath. So as we all explore conscientiousness and it as the root of all factors of awakening, and whatever that term and the term conscientiousness means to each of us, see the connections. That's part of conscientiousness, of course. So yes, of course. Don't eat palm oil. Don't eat anything, any product in your house. Throw it away if it's got palm oil. Why? Because in conscientiousness to one's own body, first off, it's actually not a healthy oil at all. But for just using it as an example, palm oil is completely destructive of the environment in which these monoculture palm oil plantations are, right? They destroy every form of life that was rainforest for one plant. So we would do it for the conscientiousness to our body because it's unhealthy for the human body, but it's ubiquitous in various products unless you eat completely from what you grow. And it's completely destructive and harmful to literally thousands, tens of thousands of beings, including all plants, microbes, and everything from insects up to orangutans. So conscientiousness has that level. And so we would do that in honoring of our own body, our own health, our own well-being. And we would honor the richness of life that is destroyed for this one plant to be planted in monoculture way. So it still comes back to beingness, the relationship of honoring the beingness of ourselves, of others, and recognizing that underneath it all, what am I acting upon, rather than being in this simple peace and ease of beingness. So there's a lot there once we start to get under the surface of being harmful or being harmless, conscientious. Love you all. Create your day.